Welcome to GamerCast. This is episode 69. I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul, and we are broadcasting this live
on the
29th of April 2007. And we started broadcasting at 1919.
A little bit late, but we're still working.
British summertime.
It's a warm, sunny day. Right. Did we have any letters?
No, I haven't checked. Hang on.
Let's check for the letters.
I had something about this dude saying he wants a link exchange, but we're just ignoring it for now. Oh, holy moly.
Look at the size of that one. Who's that from?
Let's actually look at it on the website so we can actually read it properly. Let's have a look on the forums as well while that's loading up.
Ooh, Spider-Man's out this week.
Holy, we had a lot of let's touch on what happened on the forums. We had a lot of comments because it was like Darth Ur on the show for a bit. General discussion.
What is spam?
A few of his favourite bits was me saying Oblivion for the Demon console. That was from ObiRocks13. And Julianos125 wants to know what Adam's username is on the forums. And we think it is Gojin. So a lot of going back and forth between these dudes. But nothing major. Okay, so let's actually have a look at what was posted. Do you want to read all that?
It's that Sonic guy, but not spelled Sonic.
Sonid. Sunid.
You guys censored my post. Where was all the stuff about Xbox and Wii, anyhow?
Well, to be honest, let's actually have a look. It could have happened where we just like cut the post off midway through. So yeah, I don't really know. So yeah, whatever. Let's just carry on reading it.
Alright.
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, I was just trying to catch up to where I was. I'd just like to say that your last show was absolutely hilarious. Where did you find that guy from the States? He's a deep PS hater, nevertheless. A loyal fan of the show. Awkward yet entertaining. Good job. So I feel there's needs to be someone defining the PlayStation.
Defending
the PlayStation, since your show is becoming one-sided console war, or not.
I'll just read it. I feel that you guys should be seen to be looking at various angles and arguing your case for Xbox and Wii. More on how they have improved, for example, the Xbox 360 really different to the original Xbox. What? Dude, the Xbox 360, yeah, it's the same as the original Xbox. I can't tell any difference. However, the Wii is Nintendo's saving grace, that the Cube thing was the last straw. Right, okay, the Cube was actually alright.
I like my Cube, I'm never getting rid of my Cube.
He then goes on to say, the Wii isn't really my cup of tea. I fancy a cup of tea. Mm. I mean, if I choose to play golf or tennis or go to the park with a mate, I'm not going to be waving my arms around in front of my front room like a twit on my own.
You don't wave your arms, right? It's exactly the same. You just swing back and...
Well, he's got a point there.
Yeah, I quite like it. It gets the old arms going. I find it a bit annoying to keep my arms together for that controller.
This thing has definitely got a limited lifespan. It's for kids. Come on. Limited lifespan, yes. Kids, I disagree with that.
I love mine. Okay, I'm a very large kid.
Yeah, we know that. It's becoming apparent that your main focus against PS3 is the price. Not good enough.
Okay.
Okay, Hank, we'll touch on that after
we'll
finish
back.
Reading it. Anyway, Xbox would cost roughly the same amount as a PS3 if you kitted it out with all the extras, i.e. HD DVD, Wi-Fi, hard drive, and all the things come standard in the PS.
Should we answer that later?
Yeah, let's read the whole thing so we're not accused of censoring it. Again, throwing sales figures left, right, and centre about the console and Blu-ray discs every week doesn't mean a thing. Well, yeah, it's statistics of which is selling more. The styling of the PS3 is second to none.
Ouch.
I don't know, 360. If they were all black and shiny, like my PC.
All I can say is the Xbox 360 was architecturally designed by a designer, where
Come on, design. They could have hired a 5-year-old to design it.
But look at the PlayStation 3. It looks like a coffee percolator when it's done vertically. It looks like something that should be stood in the background of an IKEA magazine. And when it's laying down, it does look like a high-tech, very expensive, something that Posh and Becks would own in their kitchen, George Foreman.
Yeah. It's the Aston Martin of the consoles. Slick, powerful, and well-built. No overheating here. Oh, that's not what I was reading on the forums the other day. Mock if you wish, but the Xbox and Wii look pathetic in comparison. I actually think the Wii is the best looking console at home. Although it'd be still be better if it was black.
It would. It's a shame that they didn't bring out some black ones, because that black, nice, shiny look would just be amazing.
Yeah, like the DS.
Yeah.
Even though it gets your fingerprints all over it. If you look at the consoles and dissect it on a hardware level, you're simply getting a powerful machine capable of more than simply playing games. It's a home entertainment hub, media sensor. I mean, you can load up an operating system and it cures illnesses. I mean, where to start with that, really? Xbox 360 does more than what the PlayStation 3 does. You can write your own applications for it. Microsoft have actually gone into talks with the folding at home people about having a distributed client application on the Xbox 360. But I mean, to be honest, it'll be best if they use the Boink client, and folding at home doesn't have a Boink client yet. Boink is like what most things use. Like, this is the Boink client running on my machine now, which is doing SETI at home. So this is like the standard client, so they should get this on there rather than folding at home's own client for its own thing. But yeah, I mean, it's a good use for a console when it's not doing anything, but surely it's a games console which you turn on and off when you want to use it.
Mm.
I mean, I wouldn't want to leave my Xbox 360 on all the time, and I wouldn't want to leave the PlayStation 3 on all the time.
No, I've started turning... My Wii was always on all the time, on standby, on 24 system, but it gets a bit warm, and so now I've been holding the button in for longer, and it's that you get green... Basically, it's traffic lights. Colours.
Traffic lights? Dude, it's a games console.
So when the green LED's on, it means the console's on. When you're the amber one, the console's been turned off, but its internet connection is still attached and it's still looking for updates. And when you got the red one, it means it's completely off and it completely shuts down on
standby. Hang on. How can the light be red when the system is off?
I don't mean plugged off from the mains. I mean in the sense of, you know, like how your Xbox...
Oh, so like super standby.
Yeah, like your Xbox 360's turned off, but if you grabbed hold of the remote and pushed the Xbox button in, it would power up. Same thing, I could go sit on the couch with the Wii remote, press the on button, and it would power up.
Okay, that's cool.
But if there was any updates, it wouldn't warn me of it. If it's on the amber light, it's turned off, you don't hear it or anything like that, but if there's an update, all of a sudden the slit starts flashing blue to let me know.
Right, I do want to pick one thing I don't like he used. He said, it's a home entertainment hub. Media center in brackets. It's not media center. Media center is a trademark of Microsoft Corporation. Mm. The Xbox 360 is a media center extender. The PC is a media center. So, you know, PS3 doesn't compete with Xbox 360 on the media front. It just isn't in the same league.
Yeah, and the other thing I'd like to put is...
I mean, I can, from my console, tell it to record television. Can I do that with PS3?
No.
No.
If we go back to some of the earlier shows before the PS3 came out and we were still hearing things about them, we still had that whole, we were excited about it, we wanted to know what was going to happen.
Then we knew what would happen.
Yeah. And it...
Then we found out, didn't we? Well, it's like the Star Trek quote. Star Trek 5, just to annoy Darth Ura. What was it? Scotty was like on the bridge faffing around trying to get things to work. And he says, let's find out. He says like of Captain Kirk, let's find out what she's got. And then he says, then we bloody found out, didn't we? And then the doors don't work and nothing else works.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forget the actual words.
I know what you're on about, because nothing ever works on the ship. They keep breaking down.
Yeah, like the transporters weren't working, the doors weren't working.
Yeah. But
speaking of that dude as well, his ashes were like blasted into space for a couple of minutes a few days ago.
Really?
Yeah, I totally disagree with private companies doing that. Because they basically say, send the ashes of your loved ones into space. They basically put it on, you know, a rocket, telegraph pole-sized rocket, which goes up 60, 70 miles or kilometers and falls back down again.
So they don't get into orbit or anything.
Private companies in orbit. Boom. Their rockets just explode. Apart from a few rockets which NASA buy. But whatever.
But, no, I'd say going back to how we've been going on.
Hey man, we're talking about Star Trek.
It's not just the price, is it? There are many.
Hang on, I've not finished reading his email.
Oh yeah, we'll get back.
On a more serious note, the games to the console will come in due course. At the moment, I'm content with the games I have. Virtual Tennis, good. Resistance, great. Mindstorm, good. Tekken 5, great. Genji, rubbish. One rubbish game out of five on launch isn't that bad.
Then if he's got Tekken 5.
Bring on Shadow of the Colossus, Tekken 6, Pro Evo, Metal Gear. When Tides of the Seas come out, we'll see what the platform has to offer. Right, let's just touch on that. Virtual Tennis is shit. I played it the other day. It's crap. Resistance is boring. Motorstorm is bad. Tekken 5, I've not played it. And Genji, I've not played it. So I disagree with that. And he says, wait till like Pro Evo 6 and stuff come out. It's already out on the 360.
Mm.
Already out. Metal Gear Solid. Coming to 360. Most people assume it is. Shadow of the Colossus, fine, you've got that for now. Tekken 6, nobody likes Tekken. I don't think I will ever buy a Wii. As for I don't like how you always use this Xbox in capital letters. I mean, it's like calling biologists Darwinists. It's like a propaganda ploy. I don't like that, dude. It's going to take something more than Gears of War and a ropey version of Pro Evo to even tempt me. Command & Conquer is nice touch. We're all the great Xbox-only games that make it fantastic. Halo 3.
Mm.
Fall, if you're an American. 2007.
The thing that annoys me is everybody was going on about PS2 is better than Xbox. PS2 is Xbox. Because look, we get all the games first, and then you get them. And it's like, now they can't use that argument because everything's coming out on the 360 before.
Guitar Hero 2. Huge, massive seller. Sold out everywhere you look on the 360.
And nobody
can get it anywhere.
And he's a big PS2 seller. And do you see it on the PS3?
No.
Exactly. You got the capabilities for it, but it's not there.
It's not there because there's no
upgrade.
Market.
They've got several different... Well, no, they pulled it now, but they did have several different models of the PS3.
Yeah, they have two different models.
And they're like, ooh. And it's like, oh, what about yours? And he mentioned the price of an Xbox 360 when you upgrade it. The price of an Xbox 360 that already comes with all the same stuff that a PS3 has still beats it for price. It's only the core ones you have to upgrade, and there's the magic word, upgrade. I had a core system and I upgraded it to the same level as Paul's premium one.
Premium
cost me more, but in comparison to the amount of money I spent into amount of money that and we're talking, I bought it on release day. If you took that money, did not equal anything close to what a
200 quid core system.
Yeah,
210 quid on launch.
I think it was over 300 quid. It was nowhere even near £400 for the whole entire lot once I'd upgraded everything and got the extra controllers that were wireless and hard drive and stuff. And it's like there's no way that it would get anywhere near to the PS3.
I mean, take the bit the listener said about the PS3 being the Aston Martin of consoles. So I agree, the PS3 is a nice machine. The on and eject buttons are really nice. They're better than on the 360. But take the controllers, for example. You have to actually plug the controller into the PS3 to get it to sync. You can't just press a button like you can on a 360 pad and have it sync to the console.
Or like the Wii. We do exactly the same thing.
Yeah, so, I mean, come on, sloppy on Sony's parts.
I would say, no, it is not an Aston Martin. I would say it's a TVR. Before the company got bought out, it looks nice. People really want it. It costs a lot of money, but at the end of the day, it's a little bit flabby underneath. People who buy it don't care about the fact that some things don't work because they just like the way it looks and they're all happy with their purchase.
I mean, if the PlayStation 3 was such a success, why is Kutaragi being booted out? Kutaragi is retiring in June. I wonder why.
Yeah. If the PS3 was a great success and was a very well-made console, I'd go out and buy one. I'm not so anti-Sony. I've just gone anti-Sony because they keep disappointing me. I've owned two PlayStation 2s. I've owned a PlayStation Portable. I had mine before they came out in the UK. Got mine imported. And I liked it. But as soon as it came out into the UK, it just flopped. It did not do what I wanted it to do.
Okay, let's just hop on to what's going on in the chat room now. You Died Too Easily says Microsoft is going to buy out the gaming market eventually. And he also says Xbox has every major franchise, it seems. If 360 had WoW, it would be unstoppable.
Well, we can talk more about that later.
Okay, we will. So yeah, thank you for the letter. Even though we are like critical of a lot of your views, we do appreciate people sending us in.
Yeah, it gives us something good to talk about, because at the end of the day,
it's an interesting discussion, and we would love to like have him on the show.
Yeah.
At some point as well, so he can actually argue us face to face.
Because this
so
is...
we don't have to like, you know, we're not accused of distorting his arguments or whatever.
With this podcast, there's one major thing. We tell the facts and we say our opinions.
Fact of the matter is, Kutaragi is retiring.
And our opinion is?
Our opinion is, good. Good, the man is crazy.
Right, let's get on to our first article.
Ooh, hang on, let me just write letters here on the show notes.
Before we jump in, do you want to have a look at the stats of what's happening with the console war?
Nah, it's the same as last week, really.
It's not,
yeah,
it's still...
quarter one sales, or quarter two, whatever we are now.
Okay. Right, first one. We've got...
First I'm going to talk about some PS3 news.
Yeah, some PS3 news.
So yeah, if you're in the United Kingdom, you'll be aware of this retailer called Game. They're the largest specialist retailer of game stuff. Hence the name Game.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, they're not stocking the best game on the PS3. The best game on the PS3, fact, not opinion, fact, truth, capital T, Christian style, is The Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion. Game are not stocking it. It's ridiculous. If the PS3 is such a success, Game wouldn't do that.
Yeah, it's... Did Cat come back with a reason for that?
Yeah, Ubisoft wanted too much money. Or Game wanted too less money. So yeah, basically it was a squabble over the price of it. Game wanted it to be a high margin title. Ubisoft said, forget it. This is Oblivion, good game. We want a good cut of the money.
Mm. So
yeah, if you went into Game on Friday looking for Oblivion, the reason it's not there is because Game don't consider it's worthwhile stocking a game unless they can get really high margin on it for a platform which nobody buys.
Yeah, I imagine it's probably technically because of the lack of consoles out there.
I still have not seen somebody buy a PlayStation 3.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised this whole thing has come about.
Scouts on.
Because not many people have got them, so they're bothered about the fact that people...
Yeah, so they're going to lose 5 sales of a game. Yeah. Who cares? Darth Ura says Tamriyo is too big for the PS3. That's not true. The PS3 can run Oblivion. Doesn't run it as well as my PC.
No.
And it doesn't have the shivering aisles like the Xbox does, but it can run the game. Let's let Adam talk about his stuff now. I'll just go to sleep.
Can you click on the web page for us?
It's there.
So I can just... Marvel Alliance releasing some new packs onto Marketplace for download. They'll cost you individually 500 Microsoft points for the Hero Pack and the Villains Pack. There's some new playable characters for you to play and add into your team. The Hero Pack... Ooh, hello. The Hero Pack consists of Cyclops... from the X-Men.
Why don't we just have a unicorn there and be done with it?
Hawkeye from the Avengers, Hulk, and Nightcrawler from the
Can I ask
X-Men.
A question?
Yeah.
What the frack is all this stuff?
Basically, it's a downloadable pack that allows you, when you play Ultimate Alliance, they've shoved near enough every Marvel character into the game. There are around about 20 of them that are actually playable, and you make up a role-playing style team of 4 people that you level up like a role-playing game through the Marvel Universe, and you're going through all the bad guys and everything. what this has done is, this is two packs with four characters in that now can be added to your team. So if you had your team made up of a load of X-Men, so you had Wolverine, Storm, Colossus, and I don't know, someone else, and you had all the X-Men, if you wanted to, you could swap one of them and have Cyclops in there, which he wasn't a character that you could have play before. So these are playable characters, as well as now you've got a villain pack, so you can have some villains in there, which means that you can have, actually, some of my favourite villains are in this pack. Doctor Doom, who's normally been seen in the Fantastic Four comics, Magneto from the X-Men comics, Sabretooth from the X-Men comics, and Venom from Spider-Man comics, which Venom was the new bad guy in the new Spider-Man 3 film. So a little bit weird. I've had a look. I could not see anything for the Wii console, though there is no payable download for any stuff. There's been no add-on for games in the buying section on the online store, because that is just for virtual games only. Anything that was supposedly to be updated for a already existing Wii title were supposed to be done for free through the update. So there is a chance that a Wii, if this comes out for the Wii, it'll automatically update, but whether it will or not, nothing's been noted.
Doubt it.
I'm going to go look into this.
They're not going to release it for nothing.
So I'm going to look into this further and find out if there's anything going to be added for the Wii players, which I am. I have this game on the Wii.
So the let's talk about the Blizzard thing.
Yep. Blizzard, the guys that made
StarCraft,
Warcraft, and World of Warcraft, and Diablo, are are hiring. They're hiring for their new next-gen massive multiplayer online
game.
They've only called it a massive multiplayer online because they have not stated whether or not this is going to be an RPG. This is going to be a next-generation version, which will be, looks like it's going to be probably console from the looks of things. The rumor is it's going to be on the 360. There are few rumors going that there is going to be a WoW version being ported across to the Xbox 360, but nothing's been confirmed. They're trying to not give
that,
away
that would
too
be,
much.
If Blizzard did that, they'd have to sort out their patching issue, because the patches they released are humongous.
Yeah, it would not work for the 360. What they're saying is this new game that's coming out will not be using the WoW's engine. They're actually going to be making a new one, probably built off from the original WoW engine. They haven't stated
anything. Well, they
probably
built it for the 360. It was going to be for the 360.
Yeah.
Because the WoW engine is frankly dated.
Yeah.
Well, it was dated before it even came out.
So they will be hiring program engineers, developers, as technical artists, so on and so forth. Tool programmers, publishers, developers. So
people who make games.
Exactly. So
they will be
good.
Hiring more people.
Still having rumors coming out about the construction of a StarCraft franchise. Whether
StarCraft
or not
for the win.
Going to be a real-time strategy or a StarCraft MMO. So a few people are getting excited with this news actually officially being released from Blizzard. So the fact that this is happening, people are saying to ourselves, does this mean that this is the beginning of the truth to the rumor that WoW is going on the Xbox 360 and is being remade? Or is this the truth that they're making StarCraft MMO for the 360? We do not know. This could be something completely new franchise for them.
Well, there's nothing solid even saying it's going to be for a console.
No. So we shall see. We'll keep watching
this
space.
So hopefully it'll be a PC strategy game.
I'm hoping that maybe it's something from StarCraft that they'll actually finish this time.
StarCraft 2.
So
that'll do nicely.
Yeah. We'll watch this space.
Right, so next up, more Adam news.
Do you want to read through this?
News, I don't even know what it's about, mate.
I haven't really looked into much. It's just announcing of a career mode called Proving Grounds for
Forza Motorsport
2.
The second. Oh man, they should call Halo 3 Halo the Third. Yeah, that's really cool. Call it that. Okay, Adam is in a trance.
I'm just reading.
Whilst he's looking at the webpage, he must be looking at the, like, Games by Comrade advert. Yeah, I think so, dude.
I'm not 100% what this is for, but this is basically a new proving ground mode for career mode on the game. Most of it, I've never played the game before, so...
You've never played Forza?
No, I never
played. But it's a motorsport. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll bring it up here and you can play it in a minute.
But no, I must admit, the screenshots for it look absolutely amazing.
They could look better.
Look at the graphics on that car. I mean, when I say graphics, I mean the peel-off graphics that have been put onto it. So, you may get words yet, Paul. You may get words.
I may get words. What the frick does that mean?
Remember...
What are you babbling about?
Not last episode, maybe the episode before, you were on about you wanted them so that you could actually write on the side of your car and stuff.
Oh, that. Yeah, okay.
But,
I don't think so. I think you have to make your... draw your words out, like draw style.
Mm. Looking absolutely amazing there.
Could look better.
Yeah. But then, that's the thing with most video games, it always could just look a little bit better. But yeah, not really much to say about that. It's just that new career mode has been...
New career mode announced. There should be a demo for it. I did say it would be April. That was based on what the Xbox magazine people said. And April has one day left, which is tomorrow. If it's posted up, it will be around, at the latest, it will be around, say, 2100 UTC. So about 10 o'clock, maybe, UK time. Because that's when all the Microsoft people go home.
Yeah.
Once they go home, it won't be posted up. So yeah, hopefully, fingers crossed, that will be tomorrow, because that is the last day of April.
Yeah.
Because the developers... Microsoft's developers were submitted the demo for certification early last week, so give it a few days for Microsoft to make sure there's no major issues with it, and then it should be up on the servers, so it should be soon.
Cool.
Good game. It's gonna be good stuff.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, it does look nice.
Right.
Although I think the brake glow is more orange and it should be more yellow.
Mm.
That's a nitpick, but whatever. I don't know, we'll have to do an experiment. We'll have to get like 50 odd cars and we'll, film them as we slam on the brakes and see what happens. Then we can say, your glow is too orange, or your glow is just right, or I think it should be more yellow, so let's edit our footage and say it should still be fixed.
Right. What's next?
What's next? I was going to have a little rant about the nationalists.
Go for it.
In the United Kingdom, I think in most constituencies, there's going to be an election on May 3rd. This is a Gamercast public service announcement to say, do not vote for the British National Party. Oh, look at that. Awesome.
Mm.
Back at Forza. Nice car as well. I wouldn't want it, but whatever. So yeah, I had a damn leaflet through my door introducing Robert Bayer for the Yeovil Central Ward elections, and he's a right Nazi, really. He's like making up stuff about a secret Muslim mosque and crap like that.
Would you know what that whole thing's about?
If they want a mosque, let them have a mosque.
Yeah, but that's...
I'm equally opposed to all religions.
Their argument...
Shut down... Christian church.
Their argument wasn't that it's a mosque, it was the fact that...
It was a secret terrorist training ground. No. Oh no, it was a terrorist.
No, basically it wasn't going to be a mosque. The planning permission was accepted because it was going to be an office block.
Yeah, you can have a mosque and an office block.
And then when the office block was finished, somebody went to have a look and they found out that they didn't build an office block, they built a mosque.
So?
So they lied about what they were doing.
So?
That's what their whinge is.
With the persecution from these Nazis, what do you really expect?
Yeah, so that's their whinge, is the fact that because they did it
so,
like
so
that...
So where is this secret mosque?
Right, as you walk up to the NatWest from Argos...
Yep.
And you go up to the NatWest, and you keep going up towards Tesco's...
Yep.
And you know where there used to be the computer game shop?
Yep.
On the left-hand side?
Where I bought all my Master System games.
Yeah. Well, you know that block building is, there's a gap after
to the west
on the left where you go through. It's in there.
So what?
Yeah.
We've got a dozen Christian mosques here. Tear one of them down if they're so annoyed about it. That's a damn Nazi BNP going on about, oh, it's the Muslims which are the problem. Meanwhile, this Christian fundamentalist blowing up people in Iraq. So yeah, vote for the BNP and you're officially a non-friend of Gamercast.
Yeah.
And we're going to like mail people, I am a non-friend. Right, yeah. Anyway, Catherine says moo. Ooh, we've got some comments on the chat room. Wiss says, shut down all religion. Although I would like all religion shut down, I don't think that's the best policy to do it. Because all you do then is put it underground, which means infiltrating their organizations and seeing what they're up to is much harder. Let it be out in the open. But just ban religion from the public sphere. And have a constitution that separates the church and the state.
Remove all power of religion.
Yeah, I agree with that. Religion should be a battle of ideas and not a battle of money. Because we know the religious loons can, you know, mobilize billions for whatever. I mean, just take the Templeton Foundation, for example. They dwarf any scientific organization could mobilize. Dude, stop banging your shoe.
Right.
Catherine says, well, whoever votes for the BNP are retards anyway. I think I agree with that statement.
Mm-hmm.
I think that statement is on the money. If you vote for the BNP, well, I wouldn't say, some people could just be ignorant.
Mm.
You know,
they don't know the facts.
They believe all this propaganda at face value, like the guy says on his little leaflet here. He says, the immigrationists, wow, that's that ist again, propaganda, have been successful in their tactic of branding all opposition as racist. Well, it isn't. That's what the definition of racist is. We don't want you in our country because you're foreign, so get out. That sounds like racism to me, because they're using someone's race as whatever.
Really, we should be taking on the same policy as Australia does. They don't treat you as bad because you're from foreigner, because it is a colony, same as like America is. But their idea is, no one's allowed in unless you can walk into our country with a lot of money and a really good job. You've got to have a certain amount of money to prove that you're bringing something to the country. You're not coming to squelch off our stuff. You're here and you're a good worker and you can join. Whereas some people come to this country and they've got no money whatsoever, and before you know it, they're on benefits.
Right, can I just put some things out here? One, people do not just come here and get benefits. You have to be a European Union citizen to get like 20 quid a week,
yeah.
Which nobody can live on 20 quid a week. I know, I get paid 20 quid a week. So yeah, that's nonsense.
No, I'm not saying it's a good thing, I'm just saying, really,
this Australia is like some fascist dictatorship, okay, so let's not go there. That John Howard bloke should be arrested.
No, what my point is, if you want to move to this country, you've got to prove that you're bringing something good to the country.
Yeah, they're
you're not
a
just
fellow worker who can work.
Yeah, you're not just someone, because you get a lot of Polish people coming over here and they only
worker.
They only stay temporarily. They got
workers of all lands unite.
And they'll work for how often they need to work, and then they'll go back to their country and they've made a good living.
Right. My policy is this: immigration is not an issue. The native population of Britain is in decline. So, I mean, if you think about it this way, immigration is no different than having children. You're adding new people to the population.
Yeah, we're
more people. Growth in the population is good. If there wasn't growth in the population, you would have massive economic detriment. You know, the welfare state would be impossible, because it just wouldn't be feasible for the, you know, working population to pay for pensions, because, you know, there's too many pensioners. So, you know, more population, good. You know, people don't just come here and squelch and do nothing. They work. They're some of the hardest working people there is.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We need them, because not for the reasons of exploitation of the capitalist, but because it unites the workers. Well, it brings ideas into contact.
You've got
the Polish people coming here thinking the West is glorious, and they see how bad it is. They see homeless people on the street and they say, aha, capitalism doesn't work. We were lied to. And then they put the red flag up and join with Comrade Worker in England and join in revolution. And then we go to Scotland and make Scotland a communist land as well, and so on.
Right, back to the thing at issue.
Shoot the Scottish nationalists.
You've had your rant.
No way, man. No way.
You're going to continue afterwards.
3D Ultra Mini Golf. Let's talk about that. That's happy, isn't it? Golf?
Yeah.
Comrade Worker, golf man. He maintains the golf course.
I was quite impressed for the style of game and size of it for a arcade.
For those that don't know, it's an Xbox Live arcade game. Arcade games are like little games you download off the net. They're like, 50 megs or whatever.
Paul showed me this. Very impressive style game. Simple golf game, which it is.
Simple, like a mini golf game.
But the fact that it's a 3D and...
Really, it's all 3D.
It just gives it that nice effect that, wow, I'm not just playing some crappy
game. The character is a bit stereotypical, but I'll live with that.
It's an arcade game. It is pretty good.
It's got lots of variety in the type of environments. It's got, the demo starts off with like the straight normal stuff. A golf course in a desert. Okay, that's fair enough, but you come into play it and you've got prairie dogs like jumping up and knocking the ball everywhere and scorpions
serious
running around.
Overdone crazy golf, which is cool because it's very short little courses, and you've got that whole, I fell down the wrong hole, so it pops you out into another one where you've got to try and get through that and then get to that hole. So it's very kind of like American styled golf course. They're mini crazy golf where it's over the top. And it's fun, and the fact that it's an arcade game makes it very interesting. I'm quite impressed with that.
A BNP leaflet is bugging me.
I'll turn it over.
Dude, that just says about him and how I'm an immigrationist, whatever that is. Dude, don't put it on my TechNet magazine. It will defoul it. My tablet. Dude, don't let it defoul that.
So I just throw it out the window.
Yeah, make a paper airplane now. Look, we might be able to hit the poles with it. Hey, Comrade Poland.
We don't mean to throw the British Social Party at you. Push it right in the head.
Well, right. That's a funny thing. They get all the leaflets through their door as well.
Yeah. We got some Polish people who live across from us.
It's good stuff. Right. Union. Yes. Workers of all lands unite.
They say hello to us. They spend most of the time... there's loads of them in... It's only a two-bedroom flat. There's shitloads of them in there.
Well, that's the thing. They're, screwed over, aren't they? Then we need to get them into unions and get their pay up. That's what we need to do. Because it will benefit them and it will benefit us. Mm. And it will make the capitalists think twice about screwing people over.
Yeah.
And if the capitalists don't like... Yeah, speaking of all this stuff, I've got a bone to pick with you.
What?
You know the Westland hoo-ha about the air ambulance?
Yeah.
Right. What have you done about it? Come on, Comrade Westlands. Come on, Comrade Westland Worker. What have you done?
It's got nothing to do with us because of the company who owns us.
Right, so who owns you?
An Italian company called Finmeccanica.
Right, and are they connected with the overall hierarchy of the Italian company who owns Westlands?
They are the Italian company that owns Westlands.
Right, exactly. So it is to do with you.
You
are a slave to this company.
They own Augusta Westland. We don't like it. We've complained about it. But basically, they're not allowing...
You've complained about it, yeah. And the capitalist just throws your complaint out the window and tries to hit a bunch of poles with it.
Basically, because the aircraft is a Eurocopter-made
aircraft.
Yeah, it's
a competing manufacturer.
It's...
Let's face it. The Eurocopter is the better helicopter.
Yeah, they are a bigger company than us. We aspire to be...
show is absolutely mental.
But because of that, they will not allow the helicopter to be at our place, which is a real shame.
Right, so what have you and the workers at Westlands actually done about this? Other than writing your complaint?
There's nothing else we can do. I'm so low down that I can't.
This is my proposal to resolve this issue. On Tuesday, you have a one-day strike. And then you will say, we will strike every Tuesday until this issue is resolved.
I don't know, they might be doing... The workers of the world of Augusta Westland might be uniting against this. I don't know what the unions are doing about it. I think there is a big complaint about it, though. They're not happy.
All it would take is the threat of a strike for even a single day would make them back down. Because it doesn't cost them anything. It costs them hardly anything to have that helicopter there.
Mm.
And it's a good sight to have it. Because it's like got a helicopter grass filled and it's got the infrastructure there.
Yeah.
So yeah, one day strike will do the trick. Do it, organise it. Get down there, organise it. Do it on Tuesday, May Day, and you know, the whole world will be out with you.
Yeah.
Because we don't want some company, we don't want some capitalist scoundrel to kill people by like telling people to move their air ambulance helicopter type thing away. So yeah, anyway, what are we talking about?
We finished talking about
we've not finished talking about mini golf yet. The really cool level I thought,
the planet,
yeah, was the space level, because you can just hit the ball into like orbit.
It's very close to the Red Dwarf episode where they're playing golf on a small planetoid and Rimmer hits the ball and it goes all the way around and lands right next to Lister's foot, so he picks it up and puts it in his pocket and lets Rimmer basically do laps around the small planetoid looking for his ball, where it's in Lister's pocket the whole time. So it just kind of reminded me of that. It's a shame that it goes out of bounds once it's gone part way around.
Yeah.
It was a shame that it just couldn't keep going round and round. So if you wanted to, on that level, you could just pound it and randomly it would just keep going round and round and round and round and round until eventually it landed.
But basically, I think it's like a time cutout.
Yeah.
It will stay in orbit for like 30 seconds or 20 seconds before it says out of bounds. Which sucks, because it would be a good game to play with orbital mechanics.
Mm.
Especially if it would go into orbit around the other objects.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't, it just stays in orbit around that planetoid. Anyway, the other game, which I've downloaded recently, which Catherine pointed out to me, was Eat Chowdown. Mm. It might also be pronounced Etz.
I'm not sure.
But it's spelled Eats, so I'll just say Eats,
yeah.
Chowdown, which is, again, an Xbox Live Arcade game. You can download the trial version right now. It's really good. Check it out.
It's very stylistic. I do like it. The clouds have got a very similar feel of the cartoon drawing for Legend of Zelda Wind Waker, with all the twirling and swirling. But very kind of like Worms, in which Worms stroke Lemming sort of feel game, but definitely different. I liked it. It was a nice puzzle-solving game.
There. So yeah, it's sort of like Lemmings, only there's just one guy, and you can place items in the environment with which to make him do stuff. So you can place down things which make him scared, so he doesn't like fall off things. So it basically changes his behavior. Like you can place these wells things which shoot him up in the air and stuff like that. So that's cool.
And our last thing?
Last thing we're going to talk about, Halo 2.
Halo 2, coming out on the 18th from the looks of things.
18th of May in Europe, well probably the 17th in some places in Europe, and 18th in the UK, and I think it's the 8th of May in the United States. So yeah, what are you going to say about it?
Well, one, I'm definitely putting some money aside for that. I'm going to get Halo 2.
Do you know it's 60 quid, right?
No, it's not.
It might be. It's not. It's like 30 quid.
But no,
maybe 35 quid. I don't know. I've not seen the price.
It's looking absolutely amazing. Fair enough. Some people are like, "Well, I've already owned it. What's the big deal?"
No, blah blah blah. So you can play on a PC.
What do we have extra? What is extra in this? Right. Let's have a look.
This is Adam reading the Games for Windows website now.
So, it says, includes 23 multiplayer maps.
Probably the 23 the Xbox has. I don't know how many maps yet. I'll find out for next week.
Yep. It has plus bonus map editor.
Yeah, so you can make your own maps. Can't do that on the Xbox version.
So that's going to be amazingly hell of a cool. There's going to be some really serious... this maps that are able to be played just on single player, you know, or is this kind of like you can make a map and I can join in?
Halo 1 had this... Basically, after 6-9 months of it being released, it had the mod kit and everything released. I never actually got around to playing with it. So I'm not sure what could be done with it if you could do single player. But I'd guess...
It's like more most multiplayer PC games where it'll be something that I could build and then a load of us could get together online and start playing on that map.
Yeah, it could support single player or not. I honestly don't know.
But it's most likely only for multiplayer maps.
It's definitely for multiplayer.
Yeah.
But most PC games let you edit single player stuff as well. So.
Well, that's gonna be cool because it means we're gonna get some seriously cool
maps
coming out. Especially with the fact of having the Warthog and everything, you're gonna get some really cool maps where maybe some areas where you could design a place that you can't get to. The ultimate bunker, and you can't get to it, and you need to fight your way and get hold of the Banshee and fly to it. And once you're there, you can get the ultimate weapon and snipe people out and stuff. So you can really start making some real twists and turns.
Yeah, so basically, what you're saying is make the map so one sided that you can't possibly lose.
No, just make it a little bit more interesting.
Well, have you seen the recent Halo 3 documentary?
No.
I'll show you when we finish broadcasting because it's actually quite interesting. They talk about multiplayer maps and stuff. It's also got plus exclusive content. Mm-hmm. Who knows what that is?
Yeah.
And it's Games Windows Live enabled.
Which will be the first one.
Yep. System requirements are Windows Vista, a 2 GHz Pentium 4 class processor, or above, 1 GB of RAM, 7 GB of hard drive space, a DirectX 9 graphics card, pixel shader 2.0, NVIDIA 6000 or ATI X700 or above.
Yeah, that is the minimum requirements. They haven't released a recommended requirements for it yet.
But yeah, coming soon. Windows Vista.
But it is a Windows Vista game.
It does say Windows Vista on the box as well.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was annoying. I wish they just put it in tiny print in the back. It'd be so much better. In your face, XP boy. Have fun with your dinosaur operating system.
This would be my second... I do have some Games for Windows games, but it'll be my second one that it's actually got on the box, because my other Games for Windows game is Star Wars Lego 2, but I don't have the Games for Windows box edition, I've just got the standard one. But, I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be absolutely amazing when we get that, some serious multiplayer.
Yeah, I mean, I get a lot of comments saying I'm not online much on Xbox Live. With Halo 2, I will be on Xbox Live a lot.
Mm.
Because that's the important thing about this, it's a live game. So Adam can sign in with his gamer tag, which he's not used since June or July last year, mm-hmm. June. And yeah, just like get some more gamer score.
Exactly, it's going to be good.
And everyone be freaked out like, whoa man, I thought you don't have an Xbox. And then they see you playing Halo 2 PC. Oh wow man, I didn't know you could do that. And it's like, dude, you should have listened to GamerCast.
Yeah. So definitely looking forward to that. But no, it's going to be nice to play Halo 2 again. I was playing on my dad's copy on his Xbox, and I was getting a bit Halo. And I was playing Halo, and I was like, I want Halo 2 back again. And I played it from time to time, and you get a bit. Oh, I haven't played this in a long time. I want to start from the beginning again. So I think there's been enough time period since the last time I completed Halo 2 that it'd be nice to get it on the PC.
It'd be nice to replay it all again.
Yeah.
And like get it in decent resolution graphics and stuff. That's good as well. There's been a comparison of the graphics. Let me just see if I can find them. No, show me more.
But no, fair enough. A lot of people were kind of like a bit weirded out by the whole Halo on PC. Fair enough, you had all the PC owners and never own an Xbox, and they're like, oh my god, this game should always be on PC. So fair enough, you're going to have a lot of people that probably have never played on an Xbox and have never actually got their hands on Halo 2 yet, and are probably quite annoyed because they're like, we have to wait so long between our Halo fixes on PC. But it is a game that only comes out on PC later on, though once you get it on PC, it has always been much, much better.
So here we go, these are the comparison screenshots for Adam to describe when they finish loading.
Whoa.
Don't you mean wow?
Yeah.
So that's a high quality. And this is low quality.
There is a big jump.
and more screenshots on this page as well.
Yeah, the it's much, much crisper. Seriously crisper.
Well, I mean, the main thing, obviously, is the resolution.
Mm.
1920 by 1200. Take that, 640 by 480 on an Xbox.
It's going to look really sweet on our monitors as well. Ooh. It's going to be nice playing multiplayer again without having to have split screen.
This
fair enough,
this
live,
shot is awesome. Just look at the difference between this.
Oh my god, that is so much more detail on the rock facing, and the lighting is so much more
better.
Yeah, it is so getting it to a point where it's like, ooh, this is. It looks more like a. See, look, that looks like PS. Xbox One.
Xbox One graphics, which it is because it's an Xbox One game.
And then when you put the mouse over it, it looks like Xbox 360 graphics.
Well, nearly.
Low end. Fair enough, the modelling is also the same. But
Most of the look of it just comes from the extra resolution, but like the Warthog has been given quite an overhaul as well. Because that is actually, there's more polygons in that, isn't there?
Yeah. The detail on the treads much better, the light effects have been added, shine, much more crisp lines. You're not getting any of the blur out on the diagonal lines on the screen. Even when you look at the water's edge, you're not getting that jaggedness.
So yeah, those screenshots are up on GameSpot if you want to take a look. If you just Google like Xbox PC Halo 2 comparison, it'll probably be in the top 10. And look at these dumbass comments from people. I wonder if the Master Chief still runs like an overburdened three-legged cow. Cool, man. Master Chief in a cow suit. That would be a really cool, man.
That's the thing. If this, because the game's come out for PC, was the Halo 1 on PC, was there any mods for it?
Yeah, they released the whole, editor
array
kit.
And an array of stuff has been made for it. So, that means Halo 2, there's going to be some decent mods being created for it, which may be quite nice.
Because you must have played Halo 2 online and stuff quite a bit, and played with all the different sort of modes.
Yeah.
Game types.
Yeah.
You can make your own custom game types in Halo 2, and you'll be able to do it on the PC.
Cool.
So you could change like flag respawn time. So loads of simple things like that, which you don't need to mess around with to do.
Yeah.
It's all exposed via the UI.
One thing that would be nice is if someone can get in there and get hold of the characters for all of the other people, so like Sarge and all the other people through it. And
Sarge. Dude, that's red versus blue.
Yeah. What's the black guy called?
Black guy?
In Halo 2.
The black guy in Halo 2?
Yeah.
What, you mean Sergeant Johnson?
That's it.
Who was also in Halo 1.
Yeah. Be able to get hold of their characters and actually have them as a playable character in multiplayer.
Yeah, you probably do that.
Yeah, someone being able to do that, so you could have something a bit different.
So yeah, you've got this 7-foot-tall guy wearing half a ton of armor versus some 6-foot-tall black guy.
Yeah, but at the end of the day,
eat lead, Sergeant Johnson.
Is there any difference between a elite and Master
Spartan
Chief?
What do you mean difference?
There's no difference in gameplay or anything.
Strength wise, they're the same.
Yeah.
Simply for balance reasons. Otherwise, everyone would just pay as the stronger side.
Yeah. But it would be nice if you could have some lesser, stronger characters just to.
Darth Ura says, "How the hell can you remember his name? Lol. I just remember Sarge. I remember his name because I've read the books."
Yeah, you've read all the books.
Because Sergeant Johnson was this badass guy who just like survived. And he actually had a flood infection.
Mm.
But for some reason it didn't actually take any effect. And John, Spartan John, dude, 117, he should have reported that Johnson had an immunity to the flood infection. But it was like this big decision like halfway through the book to make. Because if Johnson did have this immunity, then he'd probably be cut up and dissected to find out what it was.
Yeah.
In your face.
Because they would love to have the ability to be...
to resist the Flood.
If everybody, every human person could resist the Flood, and then you basically you could go and use the Halos yourself, and or just sit there and you could just turn around and say, yeah, let the Covenant go play with them and blow up the universe, because...
Dude, they protect against the Flood, not against the Halos, however they work.
Yeah.
The Halos might blow up the whole universe.
Oh, that's it, I forgot about it. Yeah,
they might emit so much gamma rays, your leg would just turn to dust.
Yeah, that's it. They could just let the Flood go loose and stop the Covenant using...
Well, you won't really want them hanging around on your planet, would you? These slimy, wormy, gooey people.
Yeah, but you could go and shoot them and not have to worry about people getting up and mutating. I always hate those levels. They always make me feel like I have to run like crazy.
Flood,
like,
man.
Like a bad dream.
They're not good. Not good.
Well,
that's it for the show notes, unless you've got something else.
No, I'm quite happy. I must admit, this month got paid, so I'm on a limited budget, so not many video games will be bought by me for a while, because I'm putting
Forza
money away for my motorbike, but we'll be purchasing next Friday Spider-Man 3 on the Wii.
Yes, yeah, Spider-Man 3 is out next week on like everything.
And as well as the cinema, and I will also be purchasing a copy of Halo 2 for the PC.
And I will see you on Xbox Live with a PC game.
So that's cool. It means I'll be able to use headset for...
Yeah, you can... Yeah,
I'm going to have to purchase
you
a
can
game...
Get, well, surely you've got 360 controllers, right? From your core? From the one they never picked up?
No, I've never never had new controllers, because I kept all the old ones. So when I sold, brought back the one that didn't work to game for my money back, I had to give the controllers back.
Oh, so you didn't have any extra ones lying around?
I got rid of them. Put them as extra money.
Well, yeah, you can, you know, use the wireless 360 pad on the PC and talk with people on Xbox 360 with the headset.
Yeah, when I've
it
got...
It all works, like, integrated.
And I've still got spare headsets. I've still got my Xbox One headsets. So
old
I'm,
school.
I'm going to have to...
Catherine has a correction.
Ooh.
I said stupidly that Spider-Man 3 was coming out on like everything. It isn't coming out on PSP. So yeah, I was wrong. I was overgeneralizing. I'm sorry.
But yeah, I just thought I'm going to
It isn't coming out on the Atari 2600 either.
I'm going to have to get...
Which it should do, because that would actually be really cool.
Halo 2, an Xbox 360 wireless... controller and a dongle. I'm going to have to go out and buy all that.
Hatchies.
That's going to be good. It's going to be fun.
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 So, you finished?
Yeah, I'm finished.
Totally?
Yeah.
Nothing else we can think of?
Nope.
Okay, let's close the show.
I just thought... We'll
oh,
be
no.
Able, no, listen.
He fought a stunning.
Quick note. We will be able to do what we were doing with... Skype.
Skip.
With live now, because we'll be able to listen to people through the live service with the PC and not have to bring up the Xbox 360 anymore, will we? Will that work as well? We'll have to give it a test run and see what happens.
Yeah, we'll give it a test run and see what happens.
Okay, up.
Okay, so this was GamerCast episode 69. You could send your feedback to feedback@GamerCast.net. You can also leave feedback on the blog at GamerCast.net. You can post stuff on the forums, like Adam does. portalforums.net.
I haven't had a chat. I got 29 bloody emails to surf through because I haven't been on my PC in over a week.
I get 29 emails in about 6 hours. Don't whinge. You can vote for us on Dig.
Yeah, dig us. We want to be digged.
Because our dig is going down. I guess he must like de-dig you every now and then. You can also subscribe to us in iTunes as well. There's a link for that on the page. You can subscribe to us in Zencast or any other software you want. We've got the feed there on the homepage for those who haven't subscribed. Subscribe because it's a good idea, because it means like you get noted like every time we release a new episode.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it makes our little counter go higher,
which makes us feel better. And if we feel better, we do a better show.
Yeah, we do.
Darth Earl, I think he wants us to say something. I think he wants to say Mass Effect as release date is to be
decided. So yeah, that's some interesting news from Darth Earl. Thank you for that.
And I'd say that's all us. We will continue to look further. I'll have another look to see anything about Marvel Ultimate Alliance, whether or not those updates will be coming for the Wii. We will also be looking further in the next couple of months at what's happening with Blizzard with this new massive multiplayer game coming out. So
Forza Motorsport demo will be reviewed, assuming it's out in time for the next show.
So we'll be doing something about that on the next show as well.
Because I'll be playing that like solid.
Yeah. So yeah.
For 10 minutes until I get bored of it.
Right, so we'll see you guys
next week.
Later.